The new Cat Country 102, today's Hit Country. Good morning, who's this?
Hey, Ryan, Kevin Fowler, what's going on, man?
Not much. How's your neck of the woods?
Man, it's hot and dry. I'm down in Austin, Texas today.
Ah, jeez.
And we've broke the record for consecutive days over 100. And, you know, July was the hottest month on record since they started keeping records in Austin, Texas last month. So, and we got this drought, so it's pretty nasty down here right now.
That stinks. Well, you've been quite busy these days, I believe, because you've got the new album Chipping Away. It just hit stores on Tuesday. Got 11 songs on it. You co-wrote 8 of them. It's got Girl in a Truck and Hell Yeah, I Like Beer, which is fantastic. And one thing I really like about your CD is that you've got a crap ton of names on the inside of the booklet, man.
Man, that's really cool how that whole thing came down. You know, we were writing out the liner notes for this new record. You know, you always do the thank yous, and you always thank your mom and your dad and your and your uncle and your record label and God and everybody. And you know, people always forget the fans, you know. So we start thinking about, let's put something special to the fans here. And then somebody brainstormed and said, well, you know, let's let the fans go online and sign up, and we'll put their names in there. And we thought, well, we'll get maybe 500 or 1,000 people sign up to have their name in the liner notes. We can do it in a couple pages. We ended up with almost 8,000 names.
That is awesome.
So it turned out to be a sold-out poster. So go check out the new record, man. It's really cool. It's really cool. I'm so proud of this record. You know, this is the first full-length studio record I had out in 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Crazy to think it's been that long.
Wow.
You know, because we've been on 3 record labels since the last record came out. It's just been a hard year for the Kevin Fowler Band. And, but, you know, the good thing about all that was it really gave me the opportunity to write a lot of material and really, you know, normally I'll write 10 or 12 songs and that's a record, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this time we went in the studio with over 40 songs, but we really got to pare it down to the best of the best. And man, I got to tell you, I'm happy with this record. It's the best thing I've done to date.
When you have 40 songs and you have to take it down to 11, how do you pick that? I mean, geez, man, that's a drastic cut.
As a songwriter, to me, that's the hardest part is song selection because, you know, when you write a song, you have a personal bond with it. I mean, it's one of your babies. You know, when you have to throw one out, it's really hard. I guess it'd be like a painter if he had to sift through his paintings and throw out 30 of them.
Uh-huh.
It's always a hard process, you know. And sometimes I've got to let other people just help me because I can't be objective because I'm too closely tied to them.
Rock on to you for being able to make that cut. I mean, okay, I love you, child, but go get out of the house.
Yeah,
that's insane. Well, other than music, what are your hobbies? I mean, what do you do when you're not playing or writing music?
Man, I love, you know, hunting and fishing is my big thing, especially bow hunting, you know. I grew up in Amarillo. Did you know that?
Yes, yes.
I grew up in Amarillo, so I grew up, you know, getting to do a lot of pheasant hunting, duck hunting, and you know, fishing down at Lake Meredith back when it had water in it.
Yeah.
You know, all that fun stuff, you know. So, you know, that's really carried on me in life, and I still love hunting, you know, bow hunting. Deer hunting's my big thing now. I don't get to hunt very much, man. I'm so busy with this record, you know, there ain't no rest for the wicked, right?
That's what they say. Take some time off eventually, because sometimes you just have to go out and get rid of something, then pluck it and eat it.